We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning, Senator.
Well, good morning, Dave. How are you? It sounds like Minnesotans are doing what we always do and sending lots of information about the weather in.
Yeah, it's great. The listeners are so good about that. The thing I would remind us is, we might have long commutes, but we're not sitting there in impeachment hearings for, boy, what are the rules there for you now as senators during the impeachment trial?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the trial really started in earnest on Tuesday, and on Tuesday, we were in session from around, 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock until around 2 a.m. And yesterday, we were in session for a little over 8 hours until around 10 o'clock at night. So we are, it's long hours sitting in the Senate, but, you know, it's interesting. There are not that many times when all of the United States senators are sitting in the chamber, sitting at their desk and all focused on one thing. And that's pretty much what's happening right now.
Yeah, and it's history.
It is. It is really. It's very historic, and it feels weighty. You know, when you walk in the room, there is a real sense of responsibility and graveness to it. And, you know, yesterday we were taken through a very meticulous and detailed timeline of the facts that are in, you know, the facts of this case about how the president held up security assistance to try to get the president of Ukraine to open up an investigation into his political rival. And it's interesting that the facts themselves aren't really in dispute. The question that everyone is wrestling with is, what do we do with this?
Well, and so your analysis so far of the proceedings and all the rules and regulations, is it okay with you, or would you like to see changes?
Well, I'm very concerned, and this was the big fight that we had on Tuesday. You know, trials have witnesses, and so far the Mitch McConnell and the Republicans have completely rejected the idea of having witnesses. Now, we'll bring that up again, but you can see even during the course of the discussions yesterday, there are places where the House managers said, wouldn't you like to see this email? Or if you're not sure about this, wouldn't you like to ask John Bolton yourself what happened here? And that's, of course, the point of trials, is to get those questions answered. So I really hope that my colleagues will relent and allow us to hear those witnesses and see those documents.
There's many things you have to take care of during the course of a year as a United States senator, which means you have to work across the aisle a lot. Does this put strain into that relationship with the GOP?
Well, we'll see about that. But I certainly have spent some time chatting with my colleagues on the other side of the aisle over the last couple of days, and I think that I can see others doing that as well. We are, you know, just the other day, I was chatting with Lisa Murkowski, who's a senator from Alaska, in the senator's ladies' bathroom about some work that we might be able to do together on the Indian Affairs Committee. So I think that effort to do bipartisan work needs to continue.
By the way, what is the priority right there? That's something that you've had a passion for here in the state of Minnesota.
Well, I was talking with Senator Murkowski especially about this amazing exhibit of Native women artists that was held in Minneapolis at the Institute of Art that's coming to Washington. And might we come together to make sure that people had a chance to see that, because it's got artists from all over the country. But Lisa and I have especially worked on projects related to this epidemic of missing and murdered Indigenous women and what we can do to make sure that the federal government is helping to track this and to stop it, because people don't realize the large number of Native women that just go missing and nobody knows what happens to them because of sex trafficking or other violence.
Senator, I don't know how much you know of this story because of obviously your commitment right now inside the Senate chambers for much of the day and the night, but there's a University of Minnesota student who's been arrested and sentenced to 6 months in prison for tweets he posted while in the United States that were critical of China's president. He was arrested after returning to China following his spring semester. And I don't know how much you know about this, but there's going to be an outcry here in this country, I'm sure, And any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I'm just learning about this along with everybody else, but this is just so disturbing and so terrible. This this young man was a student at the University of Minnesota, and he went back to China to visit his family, and he was detained for months in prison before being sentenced now to 6 months for what the Chinese called provocation. And it's very, very disturbing. And apparently one of the things that he's been held accountable for is tweeting images that of Winnie the Pooh, which is just incredible to think. And that is because some people in China think that some of the officials in China think that that Winnie the he resembles the Chinese president. And so I'm very concerned about it and very worried about this young man.
Given your duties right now with what is happening in D.C. with the impeachment trial, at what point will you have a chance to even look into this?
Well, thankfully, even though I will be on the Senate floor much of the day, I will be asking my staff to look into this and try to understand what we can do. It sounds as if the University of Minnesota is also looking into it and is, we'll be in touch with the university as well.
Senator, what time do you have to be there this morning?
Well, I will be heading into the office. It's an hour later in Washington, D.C. than all of you in Minnesota. I'll be heading into the office in a little bit, and we'll be back on the Senate floor at 1 o'clock, I think. And who knows? I would guess we'll probably be in session for another 8 hours or so.
Well, I'll try not to call you early in the morning tomorrow then. Thank you, Senator. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks so much, Dave. And everyone be careful out there on those slippery roads.
That's Minnesota Senator Tina Smith in D.C.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.